from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He was going to go through to Schwarber. You know, if I know he's going to hit a homer, I'd probably take him out. I don't have that luxury. And he's a good matchup for me right there. I like Charlie's breaking ball on him. And then, you know, he popped him up and then wind blew it out.
Brian Snicker last night after the game, after the decision to leave Charlie Morton in, certainly helped the Phillies. Brandon Marsh with the home run. Phillies back in the game. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. We'll tell you here in a minute about our prize we're giving away today and how we're going to play on this Friday. But, Hugh, I was surprised last night. Snicker, he was a part of letting the Phillies get back in that game. So that moment in the sixth inning, you have Charlie Morton at about 100 pitches. He had some success earlier in the game against Marsh, but it's his third time through the order. Mm-hmm. We know Marsh can hit lefties. Like, he's bad at it. Mm-hmm. They have a lefty warming in the bullpen, and he let Charlie Morton continue to go there. Now, the Phillies did have Hayes on deck, and Hayes does hit lefties, so maybe he was worried about that. I don't know. I just, when they let Morton stay in that game, I almost thought he gave the Phillies an opening to come back in that game last night.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that. And I know a lot of people in Atlanta, they're a little bit upset about that. You know, I still have some friends down there, and they were kind of upset about the fact that was the case, especially when you talk about, you know, Marsh's inability to hit those lefties. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But, hey, man, it's one of those things when you're a manager, because we've seen it with Topper. He's done things in times where we didn't feel like it was the right move to make.
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
Yeah, you just get caught out there like that.
Well, he did get caught, and the Phillies took advantage of it. And now they have a chance this weekend to bury the Atlanta Braves. 6 up. With 28 to play, 3 this weekend. 215-592-9494. Have the Phillies regained your trust? They have for me. The pitching, the bullpen, the middle and the bottom of the order, it's all there. Now all we got to do over this next month is get that top of the order get going again with Schwarber and Turner and Harper. And then we'll roll into the playoffs. 215-592-9494. All right, before we get back to the phone lines here, you know what today is, right?
Friday.
It's a Friday, which means it's a tri-day. Let's hit it.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, we got a great prize today. 1 week from tonight, we're going to be at Lincoln Financial Field for the Eagles-Packers game number one. We'll do the pregame show there, and then we're going to watch the game. You can watch the game from the stadium seats on the big screen. And we have a pair of tickets today to give away to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, December 6th. Kick off the NFL season with us at the Link next Friday. Pair of tickets to give away. All right, it's a tri-day Friday, and we found out Kyle's going down to Virginia this weekend. So why don't we do this? How about we make it a food?
West Virginia, Mountain Mama.
No, just regular Virginia.
Oh, that's no fun.
Why?
Well, Virginia, you mean, like,
I'd rather
fun.
Go to Virginia than West Virginia. What's no, in West Virginia? Virginia. There's nothing in West Virginia.
No, West Virginia has some nice mountains.
You know what's funny? We're in a meeting. And he said,
Virginia.
We're going to Virginia.
And you decided it was West Virginia?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Because you don't remember, Kyle. I said, yeah, that's because it's right beside Ohio.
And oh, I was I didn't pick up on that.
No, just because I was thinking of West Virginia.
Bad geography.
And that's
you.
When I said, hey, go to the mountains.
No, but Virginia has mountains as well.
No, but I was thinking, but see, when he said it, I was thinking, again, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I was thinking West Virginia the whole time.
I've been to both. They're nice states.
Virginia's okay, but West Virginia is better.
A quick tangent. I didn't realize you were a mountains guy, Hugh.
No, listen. I've had
well,
a lot
we know
of...
he's not a water guy, right? We know that.
No.
Like, Hugh also doesn't like the woods. Like, I just don't.
I don't mind the wood. Like,
if you're in a cabin in the woods, you're not walking around in the woods.
I, at one point, when I was looking for a home in Georgia, I was going to move to the Georgia mountains, but The only thing that kept me from going is because, number one, I worked in the city way too early. So that means I would have to probably get up at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's a lot.
Just to get to work on time. Because it was like an hour and a half away from the city. But man, like some of the homes in the mountains in Georgia, like, because, you know, it all depends on which way you go. You can go to ones towards Tennessee or you can go to ones in like North Georgia or whatever. But man, I really thought about that. I don't mind, like, the two things that right now at my age, I really don't care about, and one of them is like my personal appearance.
You were raving about buying new pajamas.
Buying some pajamas, like I am real. I'm at that age now. Where I'm kind of comfortable, like where I am.
Yeah, you letting the bald spot grow?
Getting the bald spot grow back in. So I'm just kind of like, you know. And yeah, I thought about moving to the mountains.
So you're good with being in the woods as long as you're inside.
Yes, as long as I'm inside.
Couldn't we say something about going to the beach? Just stay away from the water.
I'm not going to the beach, man. I'm not going.
All right. So today for Tri-Day, it's not about the mountains. Actually, it's about going to food from another state. So Tri-Day, food from another state. You've been there. You've heard about it. A food from another state we should try at some point in our travels. Kyle's going to be in Virginia this weekend. You know, obviously, if people are coming to this area, you're going to tell them to try the different things around here.
Cheesesteaks.
Yeah, would be probably the biggest one. But there's also a lot of great restaurants. But Tri-Day, food from another state. Kyle's going to be in Virginia, not West Virginia, Virginia this weekend. But, yeah, it's all the same. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Bruce in D.C., who's not in a state. He's in a district, but it's all the same. What's up, Bruce?
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you? How's everybody
What's going
doing?
On?
Hey,
this?
Bruce.
All right. Yeah, so look, man, it's so gloomy today. I guess we're getting ready for that fall weather, man.
I'm ready for it.
Hugh's got pajamas. He's talking about going to the mountains.
I just bought some new slippers, too. I bought some that I can wear to work. They don't look like slippers.
Nice.
Then they're shoes. Nice. They're shoes?
Slippers well, they're kind of like Crocs.
Okay. I'm not sure they're slippers, then.
Yeah, well, I call them slippers.
Okay, that's all right. Go ahead, Bruce.
All right, good deal. Yeah, so look, it was a nice win last night. Look, I've been one of those ones. I could not, you know, because of everything that's been going on with them. It just really just stresses me out, especially when they're not clicking on all heels. And I did not look at half the game. When I saw it was 4-0, I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm checking out. Let me just check back in. And then I saw the score change. And then I just really started paying attention. But then I looked at the highlights. And I think we're in a good place. I feel better, but I am not there yet. They have to win this series. And but here's something else that is still a concern to me is the top three. I watched Trey have a bad strikeout. This pitcher has been throwing curve. It's kind of like they had a B on the power players. And those three have to be productive. They only had two hits between all three of them, and the bottom of the order is doing all the work. And to me, that is still not a good thing going forward. I don't know if they're sitting down and they're working on these things, but that is my biggest concern going forward. The pitching, it seems like it's coming around, but those guys have got to get going, and it's still a problem.
Well, they got to wake up. I mean, I'll even point to the bunt that Bryce Harper had late in the game. When Bryce is bunting, you know he doesn't feel comfortable with the plate because, you know, let's just be real. He's not paid to bunt. I mean, that's not why he's here. It's not why he's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day. I get it if he thought he could, you know, maybe drop one down and get an easy hit if he saw the defense back. But that struck me as Bryce is not bunting if he's feeling confident at the plate.
No, and I couldn't agree more. And actually, you know why you bringing that up? There was another situation. I'm sorry, I just don't recall. But I think somebody got a double. It was late in the game. This was I think in the eighth inning.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no outs. It may have been Hayes or somebody that was at the plate. And I was like, look, all you got to do is just put the ball down, bunt, and move. Get the guy to third. We'll have one out. And they were up 5-4. I believe it was in the bottom of the eighth.
It was the Marsh double, and then Hayes grounded out to the shortstop, and they couldn't move the runner over. Yeah.
So those are the kinds of new ones. Those types of things. Like, look, it's okay to bunt sometimes. It just drives me crazy that they don't think about that. And Topper's got to get it together because you never know how that turns out. It could have been another run. So they still have work to do. I mean, it was a nice victory. I'm glad they won. But they have to be clicking on all heels, even from a strategic standpoint, as they move forward, because the top three is still not producing. So we have to get runs and be creative in every way possible. So I'm hoping to see some of that, you know, going forward. And one other quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the other pitcher that we have in mind, I don't remember his last name. Are they going to bring him up?
Tyler Phillips.
Phillips,
yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, I think Phillips or Kobe Allard's going to take the spot that Taiwan is now out of. I'm not sure which one it's going to be. I like the way Allard's pitched, but Phillips was up here for a little bit, and he gave some good innings too.
Yeah. And I think we'll be okay with those guys. Just toe the line going forward. But look, I'm still happy. I'm cautiously happy. Let's go ahead and do this thing. Let's do this thing, Phillies. Let's bury the Braves, Bruce.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that eighth inning. So Hayes, it was the double by Marsh to start the inning. Hayes grounds out to short. Then Marsh tried to take third on the throw to first, and he got picked off there too. So they were out of that inning without getting the insurance run. But it was all right last night. Part of me feels like we're being a little, I don't know what the word is, hard on the Phillies. It's like, what more?
Seriously?
Well, no, sir. Yeah. What more do they have to do to regain your trust?
Well, it's one of those things. We don't want to live. There's a lot going on here, Joe. And this is how I look at it. I feel like part of it is we're still suffering from, and I'll throw the Flyers in there, the way the Flyers collapsed at the end of the season, especially the way the Eagles collapsed at the end of the season. And what we saw from last year's playoff series with Arizona Diamondbacks. Like, that's all of that's in play. And we see that, and a lot of people are trying to just avoid heartache.
I know, certain patterns, it's a little soft.
Yeah, but it's what we do as baseball fans. We sit here every day, and I throw myself in that, and we are on an emotional roller coaster ride when it comes to this team, because last week we were having conversations about whether or not they're going to make it to the playoffs. And as a matter of fact, some people called in this week talking about they might not make it to the playoffs. That's just the emotional roller coaster ride that you're on as a baseball fan. But I'll tell you this. When I see Castellanos coming to the podium or speaking in front of his locker at the end of a game, especially when he's had a good game and see the confidence that he's had, I feel better about that. You know why? Even though he hasn't been hitting great. He's been hitting great in the last couple of months, but he didn't start out that way. The thing that makes me feel comfortable is that no matter what was going on, he believed in himself. And he stayed out there consistently.
Yep.
Until he started to hit. So I look at that, and it's funny, and I compare to Clifford Franklin from The Replacements. But watching him now in those press conferences, I feel better about the squad because I feel like right now he's a reflection of how they feel.
Yeah, I feel like, Kyle, people are being a little too hard or a little too reluctant to jump back in and trust them again. Like, so I'm looking at the poll earlier today on the show poll, and more than 50% have not regained trust in the Phillies. I'm just not sure how much more you want them to do. They're 10-5 their last 15. Three of those losses are by Taiwan Walker. Like, we could see it with our eyes. They're closer to playing the way they did at the beginning of the year. And the reality is they are 79-55. They're a really good baseball team.
I agree. So I think if I had to put myself into the mind of one of the people who are voting no, they haven't regained the trust, it's probably coming down to the Harper, Turner, Schwarber, you know, the top of the order. Like, let's face it. Last night our offense came from really the middle to the bottom of the lineup. And it has been for quite a bit now. So I think some people are just a little bit hesitant to say, like, because they're aware of what the reality of the offense is, that they're a really streaky team. And if they go cold, then, you know, we know how bad that can look. So I just think it's been too prolonged of a period of that hurting us and for people being hurt by that and let down by that, that they're a little bit hesitant to jump back.
It has, and I get all that. I'm just looking at a team that has had one losing month the entire season. That's it. It was just the month of July. You know that they're actually going to finish August with a winning record? Despite how many times in August we felt like we were to jump off ship, they have a winning record in August. They had a winning record in June, a great record in May, great record in April. They had one month where they were under 500. That's the month of July. And I actually view the way it's been lately as a positive. Because at some point I believe Schwarber and Harper are going to hit.
No,
right?
They are.
And Turner hopefully will heat back up one more time. I mean, I worry about him. But if they're getting contributions from the middle and the bottom, that to me is a major thing as we enter October, because those are the guys you're not sure about. Now, if Marsh is back to hitting and Stott's back, then it's a pretty deep lineup altogether.
And this is the thing, because we're worried about the cold bats in the postseason, because it's unfortunate that that has been the case the last couple of series that we've been in. Like, that the bats have been cold, and everybody went cold at the same time. And I look at it like this. I feel good about where Castellanos is right now. And you know the other guys are going to come around. But the pitching right now is getting back to what it was. And I think that's going to be the cornerstone of this team at this point.
You feel good about where Castellanos is? Good enough to maybe apologize to him?
I'm not apologizing.
For how hard you were
over
the season? You're
asking me to apologize to a man for doing his job. He's doing his job.
No, it's not about that. It's about how we treated him.
Well, technically, I just if I'm guilty of anything... Well, association, obviously.
You stood by his collars, beat him up.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because I just sat by and just let it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just let it kind of happen.
But it's not just me. Like, it's one thing to let me cook. You let caller after caller say Castellanos, and you could have stepped up and said, "No, you're being too hard on Nick."
Because I like to see that. Like, you know what I mean? Every now and then, I like to see when Joel comes out. Like, Joel came out yesterday. I kind of sat there and just kind of watched it.
It's Joel comes out
with nonsense.
What
I do. It's kind of what I do, you know?
The glasses came off. He wiped the sweat from his brow.
When the glasses come off, I'm really exasperated.
When he stands up and he grabs his brow like, Lord, Jimmy Christmas.
I'm asking for help from above. All right, 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
All right. Hey, listen, it's rare that I hear you go off on anybody, man. And I just can't picture you doing that, man. You know what I mean? But, I enjoyed last night's game, man. And you know, my thing is this, with Harper and Schwarber, right? Let's not, you don't have to hit the big one. Let's just hit, man. Because I think they're just reaching to try and knock it out the park. Just get back to the basics, man. Just help the team, man. Just help the team. Just get a hit. Get on base and let whoever else clean up. You ain't always got to be the cleanup guys. You ain't always got to be the one that hit it out the park. Let's just help the team and take accountability for one another now, man. Because guess what? We all in now, man. We all in. It's now or never. And I hope y'all saying that to one another every game. It's now or never. So I think our time is now, man. You know, and I just want to say, man, Castellanos, he worked hard at what he's doing now, man. And that's why, like I say, I know the GM and the owner, they know their players, man. And they felt something with Castellanos. That's why they kept him in. And, you know, the team is starting to gel together again, man. And I'm loving what I'm seeing. And like I said, I'm not taking my eyes off the prize. I'm predicting, and I've been predicting. I said when I go to the game with y'all, we're going back to the World Series, and this time we're going to win.
I know you, and Will, you didn't just say that. You said Castellanos is going to get the walk-off hit to win the World Series.
You did say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not going to take that away either. You know what I'm saying? But I just love what I saw last night, man. I saw a fight, not giving up, and that's what I need every game.
It was a great night. It really, you know, the comeback to hold him down, and really that's got to put a big dent in the Braves, and that they needed to come in here and win at least 3 out of 4, if not sweep. And now they got the first one against them. All right, Will, finish it. All right, Will, give us a food from a different state for us to try.
Oh man, I wasn't really thinking about that. I'm gonna just go. How about some Louisiana gumbo.
Louisiana. I mean, it's a classic one. Louisiana gumbo. We appreciate the call. Have you ever had Louisiana gumbo?
I've had gumbo. Everybody
in
can't
Louisiana
make gumbo.
Or just
no,
Louisiana?
My cousin from Texas.
Okay.
Like, her gumbo was banging. You know, it's funny because it all depends on where you get your gumbo because everybody doesn't know how to make it because it's a certain sausage. I think it's called Boudin, where, like, if it's not made with real Boudin sausage,
doesn't count.
It doesn't count. And it's hard to get Boudin sausage from anywhere but Louisiana. Like, you got to go down south to get it. You have to get the real Boudin sausage, so yeah.
Gumbo feel like, I mean, you could obviously make it yourself if you want, but gumbo feels like one of those things where if you're out and you're not in the South or Louisiana.
It's not hitting right.
I think it's like that with a lot of things.
It's like that with cheesesteak. Like, if you get a cheesesteak from somewhere else, man, there's been cheesesteak shops in Atlanta that they say authentic Philly cheesesteak.
It's not the same.
No disrespect to those sandwich shops that I've been to. It's just, I think mostly it has to do with the setting. In the city and all of that other ambiance, because no matter what, you could probably take the recipe where you're going, but you can't take that ambiance with you.
Well, the other thing, so just specifically to the cheesesteak, it's part of it here is the bread. It's the roll. And it's just other places, I don't know if there's people have really figured out why, but just the bread is different. Maybe it's the water here, how it's made. I don't know. But the bread, that's a huge part of a hoagie or obviously a cheesesteak, and this is what you're talking about, is the roll.
It's everything.
And if you don't have that, the basic premise of the sandwich isn't that difficult to figure out. It's steak and cheese. You could be able to do that anywhere, but roll.
It's kind of like how in New York the dough.
Yeah, the
like
bagels.
The dough's different.
Bagels, yep. Pizza.
Correct.
It's just a little bit different. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, real quick. July for the Phillies, for us, was like, you know that meme or what's the video where the martial arts, where the one guy's just kicking the other guy in an ad? Like,
that's a great one, yeah.
You got to toughen up and be able to take that. That's basically what it boils down to. The pitching has been great, except for the month of July when it was good, except the hitters were terrible in the month of July. And I think that's the biggest difference. I mean, I don't think anybody can complain other than Taijuan Walker, where we've beaten him like, you know, a rented mule. You know, the pitching has been really good all year. And I think the first three guys in the lineup, Harper and Turner and those guys, when they get in a funk, they really grind like turning the bat into sawdust. I think they just try so hard that it just totally takes them out of their game. And hopefully these home runs by Castellanos and Marsh last night will kind of ease the pressure on them a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the depth of the lineup, which at times this year hasn't felt very deep, it looks deep again now, right? Like with Marsh coming back to respectability and obviously Castellanos, you know, it feels like, all right, they could win some games even when Harper and Turner and Schwarber are quiet.
I have a try-day, but before I get to that, why do we always end up struggling against a 40-year-old pitcher or a rookie?
I don't know.
I think that's the most frustrating thing of all this year, that we seem to struggle against the guys that they shouldn't even be in the game after the third inning.
Well, how about last year? I mean, Brandon Pfaadt, who's now developed into a nice pitcher, but he was a rookie last year with like a 5 ERA, and he just carved him up.
Yep. All right, so my try-day, since I'm in Ohio today, I've had this before. You probably knows this, but Skyline Chili, specifically a three-way, which is spaghetti.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yeah, spaghetti, chili, and shredded cheese. But the chili out here is different than it is back home. It's a little darker. It's hard to explain, but it's really good.
All right, some Skyline Chili.
You like the Skyline Chili? Like, you know, it's funny.
Jeff, appreciate it.
Jeff, we were talking about that this morning. And I'm from Ohio, and I am not impressed with Skyline Chili.
Now, all right,
it's a Cincinnati thing, too.
Do you like chili to begin with and you don't like the Skyline,
or are you anti-chili? I like chili. I just don't like Skyline Chili. Skyline chili, like, people come from all over to get that Sky. I'm not a fan.
It is a unique dish. Like, it's one of those things where it's a combination that, other than there, like, you would never even think of putting that together, but it is pretty popular. I've never had it. Skyline Chili for a Tri-Day Friday. We're looking for a food from a different state we should try. So we got the Louisiana Gumbo Skyline Chili. Best answer we get today wins the prize, which is a pair of tickets to the Eagles season kickoff watch party next Friday night at Lincoln Financial Food. 215-592-9494. We'll keep your phone calls going on the Phillies here. Have they regained your trust? They have for me because the starting pitching, other than Taiwan, and he doesn't even count anymore because they moved him to the bullpen. It's finally over. Our nightmare is over with Taiwan Walker. The starting pitch has been good. The bullpen has settled back in. And the lineup just looks deeper now with Marsh hitting, with Castellanos hitting. And I do think the top of the order is going to come alive. 215-592-9494. Plus, we come back. Something we discussed yesterday. Really, the more I thought about it and the more I heard it, it started bothering me more. We'll dive back into something big that occurred on WIP yesterday, what we now think of it 24 hours after we first discussed it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on a Tri-Day Friday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.